I'm Theodore Henry with JIS Evening News for Tuesday, June 28. Coming up, Prime Minister says Jamaica to remain in CARICOM. Education Ministry reports smooth start to grade 4 literacy and numeracy tests. And CARICOM Review Commission launched. The details after the break.
Hey, Oman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there?
Just memory myself, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. There will be no move to withdraw Jamaica from the Caribbean community, CARICOM. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is fully committed to regional integration, noting that Jamaica has reaped many benefits from its involvement in CARICOM.
It was never the intention to lay any groundwork or chart any path out of CARICOM. This is about strengthening Jamaica's position within the regional integration process, which is absolutely important for Jamaica's economic growth and development for the next 50 years.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the launch of the CARICOM Review Commission at the Office of the Prime Minister Tuesday. Meanwhile, a body has been established to examine and evaluate Jamaica's ongoing involvement in the Caribbean community, CARICOM. The CARICOM Review Commission was launched at the Office of the Prime Minister Tuesday. The body will be headed by former Prime Minister Bruce Golding. Other members will be announced in coming weeks. The commission was established to evaluate the impact of Jamaica's involvement in CARICOM on economic growth and development. It will also assess the benefits received by Jamaica through functional cooperation within CARICOM institutions and its framework, as well as review the value of the country's involvement in the regional body in terms of its influence in critical international state fora. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says special effort was made to ensure diverse membership for the CARICOM Review Commission.
So we have members from the private sector, from academia, from business. We've also ensured that the various political views are represented, the trade unions and small business. We've been very comprehensive in the commission that we have put together.
The CARICOM Review Commission will play a major role in assessing economic growth opportunities for Jamaica within the wider region. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is reporting that the Grade 4 literacy test was successfully administered across the island. A total of 60,000 students sat the exam in 1,170 centers on Tuesday. This number represents first-time sitters as well as students who did a resit of the exam. Chief Education Officer in the Ministry, Dr. Grace McLean, says the day was uneventful except for the shortage of papers in six schools.
We had a few shortages of paper in Regions 1 and 6, and this was as a result of some of our institutions not registering the full number of students that are expected to sit the examination, but we were able to quickly resolve these issues.
The numeracy test will be administered on Wednesday. Students will be tested on number operation and representation, measurement and geometry, as well as algebra and statistics. And residents of the Vineyard Town Golden Age Home are to benefit from improved health and wellness services with the renovation of six buildings at Cluster B to function as a medical center. Labor and Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson made the announcement in Parliament on Tuesday. The center will facilitate a nursing department, doctor's office and medical registry, examination and treatment rooms, dressing, physiotherapy and dental units, and a staff room for nurses. Improved levels of physiotherapy services will also be offered through the engagement of University of the West Indies, UWI School of Physical Therapy, while partnership has been forged with the UWI School of Dentistry to provide residents with dental services. Minister Robinson says the Golden Age Home, with its long-term vision of holistic development of the aged and the infirmed, is a crucial plank in the provision of social services, and the necessary support must be given to allow it to remain relevant. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.